So I have a confession to make. I didn't see Noah the movie starring Russell Crowe that opened this weekend. And if I'm being completely honest, I doubt I'll go see the movie anytime soon. Frankly, the commercials that I've seen make the movie look more like one more superhero action film with splashy graphics and gigantic battle scenes. At times, I've been confused between the commercials for Thor the superhero from another planet and Noah the superhero from another time. Both heroes, strong and resolute. Both committed to seeing their responsibilities to the end. Both dedicated to protecting those who must be saved. For me, the differences between the movies seem slight. Well, I'm sure my words will annoy those who think that Noah the movie is a grand cinematic rendering of a biblical tale meant to be an accurate treatment of an historical event. But as I said before, and I'll say again, the story of Noah is a story. It is a myth. It is a reworking of other older flood myths that circulated in the ancient Middle East. Frankly, the filmmakers have done what the authors of the biblical tale did. They took a pre-existent story and reworked it one more time. The director, screenwriters, and even the actors reshaped the Noah tale to reflect their ideas and what messages they wanted to convey to a modern audience. Additionally, there is no way that a film based upon four chapters of the Bible, for that's the length of the Noah story, isn't going to improvise. The story of Noah as written in the Bible left out lots of details. To make a movie using the biblical narrative necessitated filling in the gaps. This, in fact, is what rabbis have been doing for generations in the genre of literature known as Midrash. We rabbis fill in the details or answer problems that the biblical authors didn't address. It needs to be recognized as well that even those things written in the Noah story aren't particularly clear, such as the reference to the Nephilim, which are beings that resulted from the relationships between a human and a divine being. What these beings look like and what powers they possess is the stuff of legends, literally. And I do wonder, how did the filmmakers explain that there were two of some animals and 14 of others? Yes, of the clean animals, meaning animals that were to be sacrificed when the flood receded, there were to be 7 pair of each kind. The story of Noah, like much of the Bible, contains contradictions reflective of the fact that the story was the product of multiple authors and different elements of the myth were woven together over time. While I won't see Noah anytime soon, I'm guessing I'll wind up watching it when it's free on TV, perhaps shown during Passover, just like I've watched The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. Noah and the Ten Commandments. Now, that's a double feature. Or maybe not. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at my Jewish Legends Revisited. You can find them in the Apple Bookstore. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And with Passover rapidly approaching, I encourage you to go to our website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and take a look at our shop to order your Passover Haggadahs. And as always, thanks for listening.